Good morning, good morning. This is the MBF podcast. So excited to be talking to you guys today. Last time we talked about productivity. And just in case, you know, you didn't tune into the first episode, the MBF podcast was really formed to help and empower and equip people to make really good decisions. So oftentimes in life, we are so busy being busy that we don't stop to really consider some of the things that we're doing. Therefore, we get years down the road and wondering if our life is really productive. So last time we talked about the value system, we talked about productivity and priorities, because in reality, if you don't know what's most important in your life, it's really hard to live a productive life. Today, to continue that theme, we're going to be talking about purpose. You see, if you don't have a purpose, it's really hard to understand what exactly you're supposed to be doing with your life. And some people will ask, you know, how in the world am I supposed to know my purpose? I'm only 17, I'm only 16. And some people, oftentimes in their 40s and 50s, they spent so much time at such an elite level that they can sometimes lose themselves to the society's way of saying, all right, well, you're 40 years old, you should be really putting your focus on retirement. So how is it that someone in their 40s or someone in their teens can find their purpose? The first thing I would say for you is to consider the things that you already have been doing. You know, Tom Lopez is really big on the 67 steps, or the 57 steps. And in that, he helps you rethink about what you're doing in life. And in terms of business, in terms of success, he helps you really start to rewire your mindset to help you be more productive. But in that, one of the things he kind of considers, he says, all right, a lot of times people ask me, you know, how can I be more productive? The best way you can do that is by first considering, you know, what is it that I'm extremely good at? What is it that I've spent years doing? And the reason for that is because oftentimes when you look at life, we spend a lot of time doing things. For instance, this particular guy, he really wanted to get into tennis. He loved tennis quite a lot. And at this specific time, he was no longer able to play the sport of tennis because he was a little older, and he was looking at, all right, you know, I spent so much time and doing this, you know, what is it that I can do to stay forward with tennis? You know, Tom Lopez kind of recommended him to really start selling the tennis attire. You think that's a very interesting response, but the reality is, this is the cool part. So by selling the attire, he gets to go to events. He gets to really still be a productive part, right? He still gets to be a sport-going part of tennis. And that's just a small example. Normally, people say the first thing that you should consider, you know, when you're trying to find your life purpose, the first thing is, what were you raised around? You know, my background is actually very, very cool and very interesting. I had the pleasure of being raised in a pastoral, ministerial background. So I'm very focused on being a teacher and being a leader and helping people see the best in themselves. And really, and this is not, it doesn't have to be your faith, but it definitely is mine, based on what the Lord has helped them be. So that's my focus. That's part of me, in a sense. The second part is they say, what can you talk about effortlessly? You know, right? If we were sitting down on a Saturday night and we had to pick a topic, what topic could basically just talk about effortlessly? You know, like, for me, that's leadership. I've been studying leadership for so long. It's just so natural to talk about it. Where it be workplace leadership or leadership that's in the family unit or leadership in the entrepreneurial realm. It's just leadership itself, because of the books I've been reading and because of the examples I had in the life I lived in such a way. That's what I basically do, right? That's my nationality. That's what I do. And then a big thing is, where's the crossover? So for instance, if I was raised in a ministerial / pastoral background, right? That's one part. Second part is, and what can I talk about effortlessly? Where do the two worlds meet, right? And that's the emphasis on, if you look at that, your purpose would be a whole lot easier. So I would recommend you do the same thing. You know, draw a really big circle and name it my background and how I was raised. And then draw another circle intersecting the same circle and write, what can I talk about effortlessly? And look at the things in which you can do. Now, this is not going to be a be-all, end-all type of thing, but it can give you a good emphasis on what your life purpose should be. And sometimes you feel that you should go a certain way, Well, I would question this. Why is it that you feel that way? Is that a dream that was given to you? Or is it something that you legitimately want? Well, how do you know? If you had a choice of doing something and getting pushed and pulled, would it be something that you naturally choose? If the answer is no, chances are you was pushed to make that decision, but the decision is not yours. So as always, guys, this is Nutrition by Friday. Today we talked about purpose because, yeah, productivity is great. However, if you don't have a value system like we talked about in the last episode, and you don't have then a purpose, it's really hard then to be productive, right? So we talked about productivity, and we also talked about purpose and values and life systems. So as always, guys, this is Nutrition by Friday, because just going through the motions doesn't cut it. Start right, finish strong.